had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It is Wednesday already. What the? Again. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, a doozy. For those who want to know thyself, for those who want to understand what's going on with you, you want understanding above all? Above all, getting understanding. So it's for you. Concern and race. Which color would you choose to be right? Concern and race. Which color would you choose to be right? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast all the shows. You can podcast, but you have a choice. You can listen while doing whatever it is that you're doing, no matter what. Smash and grabbing, running into pot stores with your car and getting shot by the security guard, calling up old people and convincing them to give you their credit card number, and you go and make a gift card, and you buy the product and sell it to the stores. Or you're out there protesting on American soil, you're from a foreign country. And you're protesting death to America, or Allahu Akbar, or supporting terrorist Hamas. And then you get arrested. You still can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live or at TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. For a long time now, I've been trying to encourage you, do what you want, of course, to overcome your anger. And I'm always hearing people say that, well, you can't. You need anger. You can control anger, but you can't overcome anger. And they lie when they say you can control it. You cannot control anger. It's the spirit. And you cannot control spirit, either good or evil. So I've been trying to encourage you to overcome, but I want to give you some examples of what anger, and these are just small examples. Well, big example, but small example, because anger is causing you to do everything you're doing in your life today. And it's not good. But you take credit for it because you think you are your anger. There's this quote about anger from a guy, a name I can never, it's Albertino Barresa. Where is Barresa? Is that a coffee? Is it an Italian name? Barresa? Oh, okay. Is it it's just a name. It's not a place. Right? I'm listening to Derek. It's not a location. It's a name, huh? What? Oh, so Albertino Barresa is his name. How did he get the name Albertino Barresa? What the? But anyway. Yeah.
Because Brescia or whatever, however it's said, is apparently an Italian city.
Oh, no, so Derek said that's place. His name.
Right, it's his name.
His
you
name
asked
is
where
Barresa?
It came from.
Derek said his name is Barresa.
Yes, Albertino of Barresa.
So is Barresa the location or his last name?
Both.
Oh, it is. Nice.
His last name is from the city.
Barresa is located in Italy. And that's where he was born and died. He lived from 1195 to 1270. So it's not his name. His last name is his location.
Right. Where he's the city where he's from, I imagine.
What did you say, Derek? Amazing. But anyway, however it is, he said, and I agree, the angry man always think he can do more than he can. And that mean woman too. Man mean woman too. Female. The angry man always think he can do more than he can. Think about that. That's deep. That's so deep, it makes you want to holler, throw up both your hands. Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. Amazing, huh? The angry man thinks he can do more than he can. And I just insert, the angry man or woman always think he or she can do more than he or she can. Amazing, huh? Think about when you're angry, and you are. Don't you think you can do more than you can? You think you can help others? You think you can save others? You think that you can drive into a car dealership over there in Inglewood and get away with it because you're angry. What I realize that angry people don't know is that when you're angry, and most people have, all people have it until they work on themselves to overcome it. But angry people do not know that they're living in darkness. They do not know that they're separated from God. They do not know that they cannot see. I don't care what your religion is, if you have anger, I don't care how many rituals you do, if you have anger, you're separated from God. And you're operated in the darkness from a false nature, not real. But you don't know that because you're angry. And then the angry spirit tell you, oh, anger is natural. Everybody has anger. You can't overcome anger. Even your psychologist, counselor tell you, well, anger is normal. You just happen to control it. While in the meantime, you're suffering in the darkness. And every decision you make is and will always be wrong. You cannot make a right decision in darkness. Isn't that amazing? Anger will make you drive into CarMax dealership. As this, apparent, according to the story from KTLA 5, police arrested a customer who intentionally drove into a CarMax dealership in Inglewood, California. That's right down the road. I know exactly where it is. On Saturday afternoon, and injured 8 people, leaving 2 in critical condition. Why this?
Hi, Kareen. Hi, MB. Good evening to you both. This was a customer having his car appraised here today. And according to witnesses, he was upset by the appraisal or maybe the service, got into a confrontation with an employee, and then got into his car and drove through the lobby of the store. Chaos at this Inglewood CarMax after an angry customer intentionally rams his car through the front of the dealership. Miguel Hernandez was shopping for a new car when he stumbled upon this. Capturing on camera the terrifying moment, an uncontrollable driver crashes through the glass doors, indiscriminately hitting anyone in his way.
Well, once I walked around, I just started hearing people screaming, run, get out the way.
8 people inside were injured, including store employees and customers. According to fire officials, 2 people were taken to the hospital in critical condition.
All I see is just the car, like, coming towards me and then reversed back into the shop and made their own exit through the other side. His reaction was incredible because, man, who knows what kind of charges he's going to get charged out just because he didn't like his approval.
The man behind the wheel was indeed able to take off through that exit point, but was soon found and arrested.
It doesn't happen around here that much. Not that kind of stuff.
Amazing. The same spirit of anger, and that's what it is, evil spirit, that caused that guy to do that, allegedly, it's the same spirit that caused you to be nasty to your own children, to impose your will on them, to turn them away from their fathers, to be nasty to your friends and your family members, to go off on a stranger on a bus, to walk down the street or be at home washing dishes and talking to yourself. To believe lies about yourself and incapable of believing the truth. To cause you to be lonely. Suicidal thoughts. Worry. Jealousy. Envy. Strife. Revenge. It's the same spirit. Angry people do not know God. Angry people do not know the truth. They hate the truth. Even when they claim to love the truth, they hate it. Because if they love the truth, they would not be of anger. You can't serve 2 gods. But the same spirit that caused that guy, according to this report, to do that, it's the same spirit that causes you to treat your own children cruelly, in a bad way. And recreate them in your image, evil. It's the same spirit. But you can overcome it. Just imagine this guy went to the dealership. I don't know what happened, but I'm imagining. And he tried to get an appraiser on his car or whatever. they didn't give him what he wanted, allegedly. And Sage said, I can't believe that. They tried to rip you off. Get into that car and just drive through it and whatever. And he did it, according to the report. It's the same spirit that tell you that racism exists. Sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, Derbydaism, Allahu Abbaism, white supremacism. Same spirit. I wonder when this guy go back to this shop to get his car appraised again. But no. Everybody's angry, so they will understand. Oh, I understand. You just mad. Let us find out how much it costs. What's it worth? It's the same spirit that caused you to go off on others and then apologize and then do it again. You are not in control of anger. You cannot control it. It controls you. Anger and the angry man or woman always think he or she can do more than they can, than he or she can. Amazing, huh? Do what you want with anger, but you're living in darkness. You're living in the darkness, calling it the light. And then you suffer and you wonder why. Here's another example of anger, convincing a human to do crazy stuff. Fox 11 Los Angeles reported that a burglary suspect who was shot by a security guard after he crashed his car into a West LA weed dispensary. Oh, weed. On Monday morning, has died from his injuries. Why is this?
Top story right now, and it was a shocking scene in West LA this morning. A burglary suspect plowed his car into a dispensary and ends up getting shot.
Yeah, Gigi Gracia live at the scene with this breaking news story. Gigi, good morning.
Good morning. Right now, it appears that that suspect didn't know that inside the Herba Market, a cannabis dispensary here on Pico and Centinela, there was actually a security guard. And when that suspect drove that Hyundai right into the store, that security guard confronted the suspect and shot him. Now, the suspect is believed to be about 25 years old, possibly out of Santa Monica. He's been taken to the hospital, and detectives are looking at surveillance video to try to determine if there was a second suspect who took off running.
Amazing, huh? Talk about one in a joint. Talk about wanting a joint. Don't mess with a dispensary security. What the? Oh, I'm being told they deal only in cash and would be very protective of their stuff. It's not like corporate store that let you steal and destroy. I heard, according to Hake. Who do you think told this guy, if this story is true, to get in your car, drive down to West LA from Santa Monica, according to the story, and drive into a drug shop and get yourself some weed? Anger. Anger makes you choose the wrong husband, the wrong wife. Anger makes you get married 5 times. Anger causes you to marry a man or woman who already have children. Anger causes you to marry someone who's already been married before. But you love your anger. You think it's natural. And no one can convince you that it's not. Amazing, huh? talk about one in a joint. You can be free from anger, completely free from it. It's a spirit that made a home in you. When you became angry as a kid, you escaped into the darkness, away from the light, once you were traumatized by your mother or your father. You escaped, and you've been living in darkness, calling it the light all of your life. And all your life, you've been making wrong decisions, bad decisions. And you keep repeating the same decisions because you're listening to the same spirit, and you're calling it you. The same thing that's driving them or drove these people to do what they've done, it's the same thing with you. It's the same thing. It's no different. You can overcome if you want, right here on earth. In order to know the light, you got to discover the darkness inside of you. You discover the hell inside of you, you will discover heaven, but you're not going to know heaven until you discover the hell inside of you. Amazing, huh? Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. It is not physical. It's not physical. But you do what you want. You love your hell, you stay in your hell. And worry, have doubt, suicidal thoughts, or whatever. I heard the Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby, discussing this yesterday on his show, which was an amazing discussion yesterday. If you missed it, you can podcast the American Anchor Baby. He's here Monday through Friday at 12 noon Pacific time. He was discussing with a caller, I believe, this thing in Canada where the new, I don't know if he knew, but he's like one of the leaders of Canada. Is that guy the new president of Canada?
Doug Ford?
Yeah.
Or are you saying the new leader, Mark Carney?
I don't know. You're confusing me with
apologies.
Those two.
You mean, when you said new leader, you mean no, of the whole thing?
That was a question. This Doug Ford, is he the new prime minister of Canada?
He's not. He's the premier of Ontario, which is like saying a governor over here.
Oh, I got you.
Correct.
Okay, so he's like a governor over there in Canada.
It's because there's two bits of news. You know how they replaced Justin Trudeau? So I was wondering if you met that guy.
Oh, no. There's one that talked about he was going to put tariff on electricity or something.
Yep.
And then he's going to turn it off.
Doug Ford. He's a conservative.
Is he?
Yep. The liberals and conservatives have both basically joined in on this trade war thing, and they're ramping it up.
Is he the same type of conservative, like American conservatives?
Honestly, the conservatives in Canada are like the liberals here.
Oh.
It's kind of a good way of putting it.
No
wonder. Doug Ford was supposed to be a little different. He's supposed to be kind of like Trump.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Doug was just playing.
Oh, no way.
He was trying to act like Trump and be tough. But when Trump didn't fall for it, he was like, I was just playing. I was just testing. I ain't mean it. New York Post. Ontario Prime Premier.
Yep.
Doug Ford announced Tuesday that Canada's most populous province was suspending its 25% surcharge on electricity exports to the U.S. Hours after President Trump announced additional 25% duties on Canadian aluminum and steel. So, Doug, like, I just play. I just wanted to see what y'all going to. I was just playing. Watch this from WPLG Local 10.
Stocks are down for a second day in a row amid a trade war with the nation's neighbors, as President Donald Trump announced Tuesday he plans to double planned tariffs on steel and aluminum from 25 to 50% for Canada.
All he's asking for at the end of the day are fair and balanced trade practices.
The White House says the tax hike is in response to the retaliatory tariffs from Ontario on electricity in three states, Michigan, Minnesota, and New York, that are set to take effect tomorrow. But now Ontario says they will temporarily suspend the plan to resume negotiations.
He has called and he said he's not going to do that. Okay, he's not going to do that. And it would have been a very bad thing if he did. And he's not going to do that, so I respect that.
You're the player. You can mess with the man, but you can't mess with Donald Trump. He was that player. He ain't going to do no 25%. It was just tough talk. He thought it was Biden or the fallen Messiah Obama. And then that little guy in Ukraine. Remember he was trying to act all tough in the White House instead of just signing the deal and moving on. So I'm like, no, you're not showing appreciation. You're not saying thank you. You can't go forward until you say thank you. You got to say thank you, please. And so the little Ukraine guy tried to act all tough. Trump like, oh, okay. And then he changed his mind. I'll just play. Ukraine says it's ready to accept a U.S. proposal for a 30-day truce. Truce in Russia's war. Watch this from WPLG Local 10.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia for high-level talks, where he shared that Ukraine agreed to an American proposal for an immediate 30-day ceasefire, and that the U.S. will lift its pause on military and intel support for Kyiv after they endorse this deal.
The Ukrainian delegation today made something very clear, that they share President Trump's vision for peace. They share his determination to end the fighting, to end the killing.
We want to get that war over with. So I think it's a very big, I think it's a big difference between the last visit you saw at the Oval Office and this. So that's a total ceasefire. Ukraine has agreed to it, and hopefully Russia will agree to it.
Amazing, huh? What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeyed him. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. What manner of man is Donald Trump? The wind and sea obey him. You can tell the wind and sea to be still, and it will. Calm down, and it will. But you don't know that because you have not discovered you. You're not working on you. I tell so many people, hey, work on yourself. Forget about the past. Forget about the future. Work on you. You'll be surprised what you will find. Be still and know. Stay in the light. Stay out of the darkness and walk in the light. But they won't do, oh, I do it sometime. Oh, I didn't do it last night. Oh, I last week, and then I stopped. What manner of man is Donald Trump? The wind and sea obeys him. Christ said to the disciples, had you stayed still, you could have told the water to be still. Like, what the? 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back to your calls and super chats in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Donald Trump will be king for America for the next 20 years or so, maybe longer. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. I'm looking at these people criticizing the president about the tariff thing happening. The so-called experts, right? Politicians and so-called media people. I don't think these people have no idea what they're talking about. Zero idea. They've never done anything different. They've never done anything strong. How do they know? Oh, he's going to make enemies. Oh, everybody going to leave him. It's not going to work. Oh, I'm like, oh, shut up. You have no clue what you're talking about. Zero. I saw on the news last night, the little guy, Don Lemon, I think his name is. He was on his little podcast talking about it not going to work. Like, he knows how to run a business. Or he knows how to do turf stuff. These people have no clue as to what they're talking about, but yet they present themselves as experts and never succeeded at anything. Donald Trump knows what he's doing. They don't. Donald Trump is the billionaire. They are not. What idiots, dummies, just dummies. Anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11 a.m. Joel Friday TV, he black. From 11 to 12, and then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. And I want to remind you to check out the two new Punchies Coffee Roast. They're available on jesseleepeterson.shop. And to the world, our merch is now available for international orders. Not the coffee, but the merch. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. I just listened to the expert act like they know about turf and how to make a deal. They have no, and they're arguing like they know what they're talking about. And then they're like, oh, the economy is bad. We're in recession or something like that, they say. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. Be quiet. Go home. Sit down and shut up. Tariff. Not Terry Bush, tariff. They don't know anything about tariff. I don't, and they don't either. I'm not an expert in that area, and they are not either. It's not going to work. How do you know it ain't going to work? 888-775-3773. Let me go to Sweet Home, Alabama, and talk to John. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, John.
Biblical question.
Concerning race. which color would you choose to be right?
I would say the chosen race, God's race.
No, but that's not a color.
Oh.
Concerted race. Which color would you choose to be right?
I wouldn't make that choice based on color. Sorry,
I'm sorry.
Bad. I wouldn't make the choice based on color. I'm sorry.
You sorry about
answer,
what?
Bad answer. It's a bad answer. It was a bad answer.
What? Nah. Okay, so you don't want to respond to the biblical question then?
Well, I was thinking from a racial standpoint, biblically, there's no Jew, no Gentile, slave or free.
But the question is concerning race. Which color? Would you choose to be right?
All right. So I'm going to follow in Mr. Peterson's logic the best I can. I'm gonna put myself underneath your leadership and follow what I think you would say, Mr. Peterson. I think you would say that you don't identify as a race. It's an individual decision. You got to be an independent man. Think for yourself.
But what would you say, though?
So I would say grouping together the decisions of all the individuals into one big cohesive group, one big old, put a circle around them and say which group. I would say the one that the men and women are making the best decisions.
Concerning race.
Fail.
What color would you choose to be right? What? Nah.
I can't. I'll punt. I did my best. don't hate on me. Y'all don't hate on me. I tried.
Nice. Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Bye. Amazing. Let me go to Christina out of Los Angeles. Christina, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Christina? Hello? How is you?
Good morning.
I was wondering if we to get together. To go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you. Ain't much healing. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
What now?
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Amazing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
That's awesome. I went to the women's forum. I don't know if you remember me. I'm the one that gave you that piece of bread.
Never ask a black man if he remembers, but I do. The bread was good.
Okay, good.
Thank you. It was literally delicious. I had it with some Parcheesi coffee, and oh my God.
That's awesome. Good morning. So I was just laying here thinking about my health issues that I talked to you about at the meeting.
Right.
I find myself waking up every morning kind of like reminiscing about the past when I was healthy.
Come a little closer to your phone. You sound kind of muffled.
Is that better?
Yes.
Wait.
And so you're reminiscing, yeah, and you were thinking about when you were healthier.
Yeah, when I was healthier, and even though I'm taking the steps to, get back to that,
right.
I feel myself getting so depressed all the time because I'm constantly thinking about the past, and I know that those are just thoughts and like that doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
But it's like I'm so fixated on it that I also feel like that's keeping me from getting better because it just stresses me out. And on top of that, I keep going to different doctors and I get all these different diagnoses. And whenever I think I have the right answer and I start getting better, I'll get another opinion and it sets me back again. And it's just this cycle that I can't get out of. And in one of the fellowships, we were talking to somebody who has a chronic health condition.
Right.
About how they shouldn't identify with it or, like, think about it all the time and, like, revolve their life around it all the time.
Right.
And it's like I'm obsessed with doing that because I just want to get better already, you know.
And your question for me is what?
I don't know. I just need some words of encouragement or just to get me out of this state that I'm in.
Stop thinking about it. You're speaking what the problem is. You're saying that when and speak right into the receiver. You're saying when you talk about it, when you think about it, you get depressed. So thinking about it is bringing on what seemed to be depression. Why do you keep thinking about it? What would happen if you stopped thinking about it?
I don't know. I think that's, I don't know. Then when I think if I stop thinking about it, like I'll stop trying to find like a resolution. But then I notice that like I just keep finding new resolutions and they're not really new resolutions because I'm still doing the same thing to get better. I don't know. I'm just stuck in this cycle.
Why don't you, thinking about it is bringing on a false illusion of depression.
Yeah.
And so you're speaking to me about what the problem is as far as how you're feeling about this. You said, I think about it and then I feel depressed. Why don't you just stop thinking about it?
I think that's what it is. It's a false illusion of depression. So I'm not really
So why don't you just stop thinking about it? That's all you have to do. Don't think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
You're right.
I'm right about what?
Well, what you said about it being a false delusion of.
So why don't you stop thinking about it? Why do you thinking about it is not helping it at all and bringing on what you call depression? So if you stop thinking about it, you would not be depressed, and you would not be lost in the darkness of your imagination. So why don't you stop thinking about it?
I guess in my mind, if I keep thinking about it, I'll fix it. Obviously, after everything I just said, now I know that's not the case.
Right. Who are you going to trust, the darkness or the light? The darkness is not working. Why are you still trusting the darkness?
Yeah, and I think another thing I do.
No, that was a question. That wasn't a yeah. That was a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why do you still trust the darkness?
Maybe because I'm a doubtful person, and it's the first thing I do, I guess, in my mind is I go towards the negative. Like, I'm just used to doing that, and I think of the worst-case scenario. I guess in my head, I think so that I can be prepared. But the more I'm talking about it out loud, the more ridiculous things think I sound.
And when you say you are doubting, who are you talking about?
I guess the whatever's in me that wants to bring me down.
If you believe that, why are you saying, I am doubting? If it's something else that's doing this, bring you down, why are you saying that it's you?
Because it's just like not natural in me, but something like habitual in a sense where it's constant. Or like the doubt is constant, so I almost feel like it's me, but I know that it's not me, especially after learning all the stuff I've learned with you.
And what would happen to the thoughts if you stop paying attention to them and stop calling them you? What would happen to the doubt?
Well, I would hope it would just go away or just leave me alone.
So why would you do that? Why are you still identifying with the devil? You love being one with evil, All thoughts are all lies all the time. They are evil. They're not good. Why do you keep identifying with evil?
I don't know. I guess I really don't know.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
I do it every morning.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Only in the morning.
I rest my case. You don't love the light. You love the darkness. Because if you love the light, you will stay in the light. You love the darkness.
Yeah. You're right.
Are you still gonna bring me some of that bread?
You know what? I'm gonna bring you
No, I'm playing.
No, but listen, I'm gonna bring you that bread, but from another bakery that's on Crenshaw that's even better.
Really? Like,
yeah, I'm surprised that there's a place that has a better bread. Well, I'm not surprised, actually, because they have a lot of those great bakeries. But one more thing. So I think another thing that I, real quick, I'm sorry. I know you're you're busy a lot. Every time I go to a new doctor or something, I always explain my case to them just because I guess I want someone that's more intelligent than me or thinks more critically, but I end up not finding that.
Yeah.
And then they'll diagnose me with something new and I'm like, oh, here I go. And I go backwards and I'll start looking things up. And this happened yesterday when I went to urgent care just to get some blood work done. And the doctor was like, oh, I think you have a hiatal hernia. And I'm like, well, I got tested for that and I don't have that. And now I'm thinking that my shortness of breath is actually from that. And maybe the other doctor didn't see that in the endoscopy. And I'm like going on and on. And then my mom just gets really annoyed of me because, you know, it's really annoying to deal with somebody that is always thinking about their illness. And, you know, it makes me such a negative person. And I wake up in the morning and I feel good one day. So I'm in a great mood. And then if I feel bad the next day, I'm in a bad mood, and I'm like, here I go, like, bringing everybody my hell, which is just my mom, right, for now. She's the only lucky one.
What a mess!
and just knowing that I live with my mom temporarily, because I lived alone for 16 years in San Francisco, and I moved back because I got so sick I thought I was dying, which I pretty much was. And I just think about, like, if I took care of myself before, I wouldn't be living with mama. Like, you know, that's another reason why I want to get better. And not say anything bad about my mom, because I forgave her and we get along for the most part. But, you know, we're still both ourselves.
How do you know you were dying up there, up in San Francisco? How do you know you were dying?
I couldn't breathe, and like I couldn't even swallow ice. Like my indigestion got so bad.
But how do you know that was a sign of dying, though? How do you know have you ever died before?
No, but I'm a nurse, and I also know what it feels like to not breathe. Like, I know the signs and the symptoms of things, you know?
Okay.
And, I wasn't able to take a complete breath. And that was, like, from, like, my stomach being super bloated. And I had, like, acid buildup coming up my throat. So, like, I really couldn't breathe. And I kept getting different diagnoses. Like, one doctor was like, oh, it's your gallbladder. We're probably going to have to take it out. But they hadn't done any tests, and it turns out I had nothing wrong with my gallbladder. Like, if this has been
But being
such
a nurse, being a nurse, don't you know, or do you know a doctor that you trust, and you can just go to that doctor, and you know, you are a nurse, you know what pain and stuff is all about. Why don't you, telling you not to see a doctor, but why don't you just see a doctor and relax and stay away from the thoughts and then see what happens? I mean, you're a nurse. I remember when I worked in the hospitals for a while. I worked at Brockman Hospital and then Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital. I knew doctors. So if I had a feel of some type of body pain, I would just go upstairs and talk to one of the doctors that I trusted. And that was enough for me. You don't know doctors like that.
you know, you'd be surprised, especially new age kind of doctors. Like, I feel like almost everyone that I meet in healthcare is not, like, they lack common sense. And before I used to think, like, oh, you need to know a lot of knowledge and, like, book stuff and whatever. And as I've, like, worked, I realized that most medicine is common sense and most, like, diagnosing is common sense and really thinking about, like, putting pieces together.
Yeah.
And a lot of it now is just, like, new medications. And I'm telling you, I've gotten so many different diagnoses from doctors, but I ended up diagnosing myself, and I was right about what was going on with me, you know, because...
So if you were right about it, you were right about doctors, I got to admit. Today's doctors, they have no clue. Really, they have no clue. They don't study. They don't do anything. They just give you medication, and they tell you something. Oh, yeah. It's this. Here's some medication. And then you go to another doctor. Exactly. It's this. Here's some medication. They say, I understand that. That is so true. But what I recommend.
It's so bad.
What I recommend as far as dealing with your spiritual life, you stop listening to thoughts about whatever's wrong, right? Because they're going to have you going to every doctor in California. And
no,
every doctor in California is going to give you a different diagnosis.
Exactly. That's what's going on. And I know I have to stop that because if I already kind of figured it out, which I'm pretty sure that I did, I need to just trust that I know what I'm doing. And it's been working, but I go backwards anytime I get somebody else's opinion. So I'm just going to stop talking to these experts about it because I'm telling you, they've made me go backwards like many times.
What the? Well, do the sign of prayer so you can see which way to go. It'll be clear to you, right? And if you need to see a doctor, of course, see a doctor. But so that you don't be crazy in the emotion with emotions and worry and depression and all that, stop believing the thoughts about anything.
No, for sure.
You should just say one day, you know what? This day I'm not going to believe them and just see what happens by not believing them. And then, you know, take care of yourself. If you need medication, whatever that is. But stop believing the thought. They're not going to tell you the truth about anything.
That's very true. They're not going to tell you the truth about anything. Like, this is what it is.
Right. And just realize you're not your body. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. And if God want to heal you, he will. Just relax. And again, you need to see a doctor. I'm not telling you not to see a doctor, but I want to encourage you to relax. And you never know. God may heal your body.
No, for sure. I think going forward, I'm just going to go to the doctor, get my blood work, get, like, things that I need, and not try to have these conversations with them. So I'm like, can I pick at your brain? And then I pick at their brain, and then I'm sitting in my car like, oh, my God, I have this. Like, what? Oh, my God. That's
what
happened
a mess.
Yeah. Well, I'm just tired of this. So.
Yeah, so relax away from thoughts and you won't be tired anymore. You'll be surprised at what you can deal with.
Yeah.
But you got to stay present. You got to stay still. Be still and let God's will be done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'll see you soon.
All right. Amazing. Take care.
Thank you, Jesse. Bless you.
You're right. Love you too. I got to take a break. Hate news is coming up. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And he has on a new shirt today. Well, I don't know if it's new. It is new, he said. He said, no, it's not new. And then he said, yeah, it is new. He explained. Back in a moment.
Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. A storm's blowing through. And so watch out. And tariffs, are they working? Duh. Trump knows what he's doing. And government funding, blah, blah, blah. There's also a measles outbreak, supposedly. Seems like the media is hyping it. I wonder where it's coming from. Who's to blame? This is the end of hour one already of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, March 12th, AD 2025. This is not a new shirt. I've worn it before. I don't know if I've worn it on air. I've worn it to church. But anyway, like JLP said, oh, I'll explain it on the Hake Report. That's for the Hake Report stuff. It's there is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. And we will get to your super chats and more great stories. It is Hake News, not fake news. Call me at Nonsense Network. CNN reports another unusually intense March storm coming this week, they say. It may cause a bit of deja vu for some, say the far-left Commie Nonsense Network, with severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, powerful wind gusts, wildfire risks, watch out, and blizzard conditions possible across the United States of America. What a mess. President Donald J. Trump imposed a sweeping 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum imported into the United States today, a move that threatens to drive up prices and on a broad range of consumer and industrial goods for Americans, so say the Commie Nonsense Network. It's the latest salvo in Trump's multifaceted tariff war aimed at correcting perceived trade imbalances, perceived and real trade imbalances, and reigniting domestic manufacturing. Very nice. Trump is very perceptive, unlike Commie Nonsense Network. The European Union, the EU, which I heard, according to Trump, was founded in order to mess up America. He said a different word. Screwed America. Swiftly retaliated by announcing they would impose duties on 26 billion euros, $28 billion worth of American goods in response to the unjustified tariffs. Canada was the top source of iron, steel, and aluminum sent to the U.S. last year, with the U.S. importing $11.4 billion worth of aluminum and $7.6 billion worth of iron and steel from there. I thought that only the American people suffered from tariffs, right? Why are these people reacting like that unless they too face the brunt, bear the brunt or cost of tariffs? Aluminum and steel used heavily in an extensive list of goods, and tariffs on both metals could significantly raise prices for Americans and it's worth it. Meanwhile, a CNN poll released this morning shows a majority of Americans are not impressed with Trump's stewardship of the economy, probably because they're suckers for the mainstream media. They don't know not to trust the dumb liberal media. Senate Democrats, with the government funding thing, expected to discuss the next steps today after the House passed a stopgap bill yesterday, to fund the federal government through September 30th. House Speaker Mike Johnson, he's a Christian, I think, was able to overcome a supposedly far-right opposition to our greatest president's plan as the GOP scrambles to avert a government shutdown Friday at midnight. Why is the GOP scrambling about that? The 217-213 vote saw just one GOP defection. So-called Representative Thomas Massey, who's good on guns, but he's bad on Trump. They don't like each other right now, seemingly. Thomas Massey of Kentucky. There's an amplified pressure on Senate Democrats to decide whether to back that measure or trigger a spending showdown with Trump and risk a potential government shutdown. At least 8 Senate Democrats who would need to vote with the GOP to accept that bill. So we'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP show, hour 2. Mm-hmm.
have to stand up strong. Think the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's a Mama Mia. It is an hola. It's a si, senor. It's a gracias. It's a como tali bu. You didn't know that, Hank. Como tali bu. You jealous. But como tali bu. Concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right? Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? So far, I've heard different colors, but so far, white is running, is in the forefront. Most people would choose white to be right. Isn't that amazing? Most people so far have said they would choose white to be right. That matches. White to be right. Maybe that's a t-shirt. White is right. White is might. Amazing. The phrase como tali bu appears to be a, what's that word?
Phonetic.
Phonetic. Representation of the French phrase comment. What's that?
Ask Nick.
You don't know what that is?
That's what you're
saying. Comment allez-vous?
Say it again.
Comment allez-vous?
Whoa.
That's what that word is?
Allez-vous? That was true. That was too French.
I know. Which translates to how you, how are you in English? Brave AI. What the? You trust AI?
Yes.
AI doesn't know Tomo Telebo.
AI doesn't know what time it is.
Really? Anyway, to you can. I know you're busy. I know some of you is, we are heard around the world, so you're doing different things. And you podcast the show, but you might not be aware that you can listen to the show live by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And in advance, como tali bu, gracias, thank you, amazing. I want to go to Matthew, a first-time caller out of Los Angeles. Matthew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Matthew.
I wanted to get a little bit biblical/theological with you for a second. I've been listening to a few of your talks on YouTube.
Okay.
And I heard you say before that you don't think that Jesus is God, but that he's a bridge to God. So I guess my question is, how does that make you a Christian? Wouldn't that then necessarily make you a Jew if being the difference between Jews and Christians is that one, you know, they both inherited the word, but one believes that Jesus is God and one doesn't. So I guess, do you identify yourself as being more Jewish than you are Christian?
I don't understand that question. What the? What the?
I guess. So I guess, doesn't being a Christian necessarily mean that you believe that Jesus is divine? He is God.
What does divine mean?
Godliness.
Does Jesus say he's God?
I've heard you say no.
But what do you say?
I haven't actually read the Bible front to back.
You've never read the Bible front to back? I haven't either, but have you read the Bible a little bit?
A little bit, yes.
And have you ever read where Jesus said who sent him and who his father is and all that? Have you heard him say that?
No.
Oh, you never said that? You never heard that?
No. No, I haven't.
You never read that?
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Were you asking, have I ever heard him read that he said that he is God?
Well, yeah, I can't. Yeah. Have you ever read anywhere where Jesus said he is God?
I have not read that.
So how did you come up with that idea then?
I guess maybe not so much. I'm not so much asking about what the Bible says exactly. I'm more asking about, you know, like how humans behave about the Bible. And there's a group of people who are Christians who behave about the Bible saying that they think Jesus is God. And there's another group of people who behave a different way about the same book, pretty much.
But there are some Christians who say that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you believe them?
I would say I'm closer to that. Yeah, I think you persuaded me, to be honest, on that point.
That Jesus is the Son or that he's the Father?
Oh, so I mean, well, the Trinity gets a little bit hard for me to comprehend.
No, I haven't mentioned the Trinity. I asked you, which one are you closer to believing, that Jesus said that he is the Son or he said that he is the Father?
Well, I don't think Jesus ever said he was the Father. I think
so. Why do you believe that he is the Father? Why do you even think at all that he is the Father if he said clearly he is the Son?
I've never thought that he was the Father.
So why are you asking me that? What the?
Because people say the Son and the Father are the same thing. They're both God.
But why do you pay attention to what people say? People are dumb.
So I guess on that point then, like, do you identify yourself more than with how Jewish people interpret the Bible?
I don't understand that question.
Have you read a Jewish Bible or something? I mean, I've read parts of the Old Testament and the New Testament, yes.
In a Jewish Bible?
Yeah.
So you read the Jewish Bible, but you didn't read the Christian Bible. Are you Jewish?
No, I've read parts of both. I haven't read back.
But you just said you never read when Jesus said he's the Son. But you sound like you read it in the Jewish. So you're not a Jew, right?
But you read the Jewish Bible,
but you didn't read the Christian Bible.
No, I haven't read either. I've read parts of both. I guess I was just curious about your
curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to get your opinion, I guess. I'm curious about your opinion. I think that, you know, you're someone who challenges my ideas, and I wanted to get more ideas that I could challenge myself from you. So I just wanted to get.
You want to know if I'm a Christian? I'm a Christian, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I mean, I guess also, like, what are your general thoughts about Jews? I saw that your Instagram.
I love the Jews. I love the Jews.
I saw your Instagram post.
Before I go to heaven, if I was God, I'm not God, if I were God, and mm-hmm. people die and they want to come up to heaven, and you know how they get there and they press the white button at the gate, the white gate button?
Yeah.
My first question I will have the angel, or angel ask, did you go to Israel on earth? And if they say no, I tell them to go the other way.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You cannot get into heaven unless you've gone to Israel first. If I was God. Wow. That makes sense, right?
I better go.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I don't know why that wouldn't make sense necessarily. Maybe intuitively it does.
Have you ever gone to Israel?
No.
Why not?
Just time. Never had. That's a bad excuse. I've never even thought about it.
I highly recommend. I don't know if you should go now. I think they're having a war. But I highly recommend that you visit Israel. You will not be disappointed.
Okay. Yeah, I will. I will, I guess.
Do you love the Jews?
I love everybody.
Do you love the Jews?
I love the Jews.
Nice. Well, heaven shall be yours.
Nice. Thank you, Jesse. I guess I also wanted to ask, because I think there's this very strange trend going around conservative circles where, like a lot of other people, blame white people for all their problems. I think there's this minority in conservative white circles. They like to, like, the Jew is their white person and their reflection.
Yeah, they're lost, just like the blacks are lost. They are victims, and they don't believe that they can have a life on their own. They blame someone else for their failure. And that's what victims, losers do. They always blame someone else rather than taking responsibility for themselves.
I 100% agree. But I guess here's where I'd like to ask you something, though, and maybe challenge you a little bit. I noticed your Instagram account liked this strange post that said that this guy complaining that, like, Jews control the banks and they control the media and all this kind of stuff. I was like, wow, I'm really surprised Jesse's account is liking this post. It felt...
I ain't like that post. I don't even know what you're talking about. What post, James?
What?
He said on my Instagram account, I like some post that says the Jews control the bank and everything. That's not me.
Don't ask me.
I don't know who did that.
Okay. Maybe there's something else about it.
Yeah, you must be misreading or... something. Are you black?
Okay. I'm not black, but I'm blackish, I guess.
You probably misread something then.
I'm slow.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Good talking to you, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Jim in Alaska over on punchy.tv says, biblical question.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
I think the best race is the one God gave us at birth. So for me, it just feels white.
So he chooses white.
Yes.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Anthony, yesterday, I think I might have missed this one, Anthony. My apologies. Over on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. Good morning, Country and Western Tuesday.
Amazing. I love Country and Western Tuesday on Tuesday. Thank you.
I was a day late and a dollar short, Anthony. My bag.
Amazing.
Hannes, extremely. Hannes O'Callaghan bought three coffees. I'm joining the Navy, and the question's been bugging me. What if I end up having to shoot someone? Would God forgive me? How do I handle that situation? Amazing Sunday service, by the way. Very helpful.
Nice. I wouldn't worry about it. That hasn't happened yet. Don't get jump ahead of yourself. You may not ever have to do that, and so don't worry about it. God is never holding anything against you. That's for sure. All right? I wish you well in the Navy. I wish you well over there. Thank you.
And having to shoot somebody is not a not an offense that God would have to forgive. It's
I'm
not offensive.
Yeah.
But thank you, Hannes. Yeah. Very cool. Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, I'm with you on the raw milk. I drink gallons of this stuff, and I'm a GDSual Tyrannosaurus. I suggest you and the lads get on it. Strong arm emoji.
Amazing. Milk is good for the bones, I'm told.
Oh, yeah.
Real
that's what
milk.
I heard.
Real milk.
Makes you grow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Another coffee from Danny. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, James, have you both noticed all the kids with so-called ADHD and autism seem to be boys? Not all, but most. The devil trying to destroy the man early with so-called identities. Emoji. I've noticed that, Danny.
What?
I don't think Jesse's paying attention. Oh. He's distracted. Have you noticed both all the kids with so-called ADHD and autism tend to be boys? Not all, but most?
No, I had not noticed that. But it would make sense that they'll try to destroy the boys, of
yep.
course. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're criminalizing or diseaseizing the boys for
yeah.
being boys.
The attack is up on the male because the male represent God on earth. They are sons of God, and the evil hates that. And it can't touch God, right? So it figured, well, if I can destroy the son, I can destroy the father. It's a spiritual battle, and you're absolutely right. Thank you.
Keith bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
He says, I chose the whites to be right. Just like if the men were right, if the whites were right, all the other races would fall into order behind them. A righteous white don't take no color people mess.
Oh, Lord. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I noticed that most people are choosing white to be right.
A lot of them are, yeah.
Yeah, really. A lot of, even outside when I'm out and about,
mm-hmm.
and people ask me about the people, they say, well, white. Even black people, I was surprised that some of the blacks who chose white, and they don't even like white people.
Wow.
But they still said white people.
Interesting.
That's interesting to me. Very. What an amazing question. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
5 coffees from James saying, concerning race, what's the wrong with the blacks? Which color would I choose to be right?
Which concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
Depends on the context, says James. White men have to be more impeccable since they can't get a DEI qualification. But I imagine JLP is going to tell us what the right answer at the end of this is. So that mean the blacks win, he says.
So is he saying he would choose black to be right or white to be right?
He chooses whites just depending on the context. But he imagines that since you're going to tell us the right answer, and you're black, the blacks win.
Why is he imagining that? Stay out of your imagination.
But thank you for your 5 coffees.
Yeah, thank you very much, and I will respond on Sunday if the Lord is willing. And the Crete don't rise. Amazing. Thank you.
Deplorable Dave, Rosamond, California. 2 coffees. Jesse, thank you for being you. !! There's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. Shout out to James.
And Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Thank you very much. I appreciate it and thank you for your support.
He probably wrote it. Shout out to James. Thanks, man.
Shout out.
Someone says,
Hank.
Hey, Jesse. I have a question that I don't understand what the answer is.
So is your shirt new or not? Remember I said it was new, but you were saying yes, no, or the like?
I bought it within a year.
And only I'm asking about his shirt because that's what he mentioned every day on his show.
I have a question. I don't understand what the answer is. I've seen a lot of women lately that wants to travel international, like visit places and stuff. What's with that? Back in the day, only men used to do that as far as I know. What's your take on it?
Women doing to become men pay for it. if you didn't pay for it, the women would stay home. What the? Amazing. I'm stunned at the number of men who are so mama boys and weak that they pay for women to take trips, hotels, and everything. Can you get any better than that? But that's what's going on. Amazing. Thank you.
Nikki, on the biblical question answer.
Concern and race. Which color would you choose to be right?
None, because human nature is evil. Humankind is not always kind. But I understand we are not in control, so I don't believe any race is inherently right or wrong, says Nikki.
So she, Nikki, she, right?
Yeah.
She's not choosing any race to be right.
This might be the third defiant woman who refuses to pick a race.
The question concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? So it sounded like Nikki said, I wouldn't choose any color, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
That's all right.
Julie.
Thank you, Nikki.
Eric's
I'll
wife.
I'll put my two cents on Sunday.
Julie from Connecticut. Do you know why the caged bird sings?
Because he was trapped in the cage.
Thank you. Julie.
Julie, amazing question, but I don't know other than he wanted to get out. Do you know why?
I don't know why the caged bird sings.
I thought it was just a poem.
It might be.
It was a real.
Or a riddle.
Something like that. Thank you, Julie. I appreciate it.
House 088 over on X. The world is pretty much hell. How do you expect them not to be angry?
But anger has nothing to do with what's happening in the world. Anger is happening in you. And then you express outwardly what's happening in the world. You bring the hell of our earth from you. That's what human beings do. But if you didn't have anger, whatever other people have, that their anger would not affect you at all. The anger inside of you are affecting you, not the anger inside of others. Amazing, though. Thank you.
Thank you, House 08. Pastor Chatelet on Rumble with the Rumble Rant. Jesse, tell this man you're just a beggar showing other beggars where the food is. Big smile. You supposed to be the leader, beta.
Thank you. Amazing.
Another Jim in Alaska over on punchy.tv/JLP. Interesting quote to smoke on. Thank you for the early morning reflection.
That is a very interesting quote. In case y'all missed it. The angry man or woman always think he can or she can do more than he or she can. They didn't say he or she, they didn't say he, but anger refers to everyone. Amazing. Can I stop there?
Yeah, we'll read the rest later, guys. Thank
888-777-5373. Ahmed, a first-time call out of New York. Ahmed, welcome to the show.
Doing,
you're
Jesse?
On the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well.
You know, you're a funny dude, man. You make me laugh.
Black can be so funny. Amazing. Thank you.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
I got a question. When are you going to go on, you ever going to go on Fresh and Fit? You ever heard of that?
No.
You should watch his videos. He's funny as hell. He's like, you know Andrew Tate?
No.
That's crazy. Bye, though.
thank you, question. Man. I appreciate it.
I got one more question. My bad. One more question.
Okay.
So you don't believe in Medicare for all?
What?
You don't believe in you don't believe in Medicare for all?
What is that?
Everybody gets free health insurance.
Everybody get free health insurance?
Yes, sir.
No.
So like when you get that's crazy, man.
We're not a socialist country.
No, but like you sold it, but they have money to fund all these wars and stuff. Why can't they take care of the American people? You feel me?
It's not our job to take care of the American people.
So it's
the American people job to take care of themselves.
I get that. But what I'm saying is somebody can't afford it and stuff. Because the way the economy is, not everybody can be rich and stuff.
You don't have to be rich to afford health care.
Healthcare, if you haven't noticed, healthcare is very expensive.
But you still don't have to be rich.
Why people are going broke is because of healthcare.
No, you still don't have to be rich.
But it's very expensive. And I'm just saying, instead of us funding all these wars and stuff, we should take care of the American people first.
I agree that we should
not completely socialist.
I agree that we should not be funding wars, but we also should not be funding the American people. Our country was built on capitalism, not socialism.
But you could do some exceptions, like there's free, you get free schooling, like high school is free.
That should not be, though.
You make that exception.
No, we should not do that either. We should not do that either.
So we shouldn't educate the new young generation?
We shouldn't pay to educate them. They should pay if they want to go.
That's crazy. I disagree with you on that, sir.
And why?
I feel like I feel like people should have some social, you know, some social responsibility, us the people.
If you're taking care of them, they don't have social responsibility. Jay, what are you saying about Medicare?
So what happens when a poor person has a kid and they can't afford them to go to school? What are they supposed to do?
If you can't take care of the baby, don't have the baby.
And where would you put the baby? You just leave him in the street or something?
If you can't take care of the baby, don't have the baby.
But where would you put the baby, though?
What do you mean?
You're saying I get what you're saying. Don't have the baby, but we need to have.
If you can't feed the baby, don't have the baby. It's not my job to feed your baby.
I disagree with you. I think that there should be some social program. I'm not saying go completely, because we could afford it. Like, if a lot of other countries have it and they're doing fine.
Our country is not a socialist country. That's why we're the greatest country on this side of heaven.
Well, we're socialist for other wars and stuff like that. We're always supporting Israel.
I agree with you. We should not be funding wars.
I'm supporting Israel. They do nothing for us. And have you ever heard of the U.S.
Amir,
Liberty?
Amir.
Sir.
Calm down.
But
we should not be funding wars. War is not the answer. We should not be funding people having babies. We should not be paying for people education. We should not be paying for Medicare. We should not be paying for people housing. That's their job to do that. That's not my job or your job or anyone else's job to do that.
So if somebody gets injured outside or something and they need medical help and they can't afford it, we should just leave them there to die?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why? Why is that crazy?
You know, that's crazy.
Why?
Because I feel like that's a little inhuman. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to you? Should we leave you?
Let me read something about Medicare thing I didn't know. Medicare is a federal health insurance program in the United States for people age 65 or older and younger people with disabilities. And it started back in 1965.
I'm sick of.
Are you from foreign country or something?
I was born in America. I was born in New York State.
So why do you believe that we should be taking care of somebody else? Why do you believe that?
I believe like we should have some social responsibility to take care of
Americans. I know, but why do you believe that?
Because I just believe in that. I feel like it's a little inhumane.
Why?
I'm trying to explain to you. You keep interrupting me. Can I explain it to you?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I worked in a pharmacy before, and I seen how expensive medication is and stuff. And I do believe we should have, as a society, we should have some social responsibilities. Like if I see somebody dying on the street, I'm not gonna sit there. I'm not gonna call 911 because they don't, they don't have money and leave them die on the street. I feel like that's kind of messed up.
How's that messed up?
You say you're religious.
How's that messed up? How's that messed up?
Because you're leaving somebody to die on the street.
And how is that messed up, though?
I just explained it to you, sir.
Are you Jewish or Palestinian?
So if you look in the history, the Canaanites, 80 to 80.
No, no, no. That's not my question. Jewish or are you Palestinian?
I'm a Yemeni. I'm from Yemen.
You what?
I'm from a Middle Eastern country called Yemen.
Oh, like, so no wonder you are a foreigner.
No, I was born in America. I was born in America. I was born in America.
You're so if you were born in America, how are you a Yemeni?
No, you're asking me for my ethnicity, like my race.
No. I'm asking you that because you sound like a socialist, and I figure you must be from socialist country.
No, I'm actually independent. Like, I'm anti-gay, anti-trans, anti-abortion.
But you're socialist when it comes to taking care of
the folks. Yeah, I am a little social. When it comes to, like, health care and free college,
That doesn't make sense. Go back to Yemen.
I'm born in America, sir.
Thank you. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Thank you, buddy.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. I do shout-outs for you, and I've been doing tons of shout-outs, right? And they are amazing. Birthday shout-outs, anniversary shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, congratulations, encouragement, whatever shout-out. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for personal shout outs. And we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. By phone, Skype, or walk in. Be patient. The schedule is booked. But if someone should cancel or reschedule, we will let you know. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, to set up an appointment. And don't forget to support us on social media, Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, Cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, comment, subscribe, and all that. All right? I do appreciate it. Let me go to Kathleen out of Texas. Kathleen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hey, I just had a quick question with regards to marriage. Is it considered not...
Speak up a little bit, Kathleen. Write it to your phone.
Sorry. Is it... Okay. I always had a question about marriage. Is it considered not good to... me and my husband, we own two businesses, and we don't have any children together, but I do help out a lot with office work and, you know, bill paying and things of that sort. Is that something that is okay to do?
Yes. If you don't have children... Okay. You can absolutely work. But if you have children, okay, then you stay home and raise the man children.
Yes.
And why don't you have children?
That it just never happened.
Oh, did you want children before? The reason you got married, did you get married to have children?
Oh, no. Actually, I didn't strive to get married or have children. I come from a very big family. It's not that I didn't want it. It was just one of those things that happened. It happened. But since I've been reborn, I don't have a desire for it.
Yeah.
Not that I had a huge one before, but I don't have that. I feel, you know, complete, which is, I guess, foreign to some people. But
I
do help a lot
right.
with the work.
Yeah.
I do help a lot with the work, so I didn't know if that was still permissive.
Yeah, that's fine. Are you okay with working with him?
Yeah, it's okay. It can be a little straining at times, but I guess it's just part of life.
Okay. Yeah. It's fine if you want to work. It's something that you and your husband have to agree on. And if you don't want to work and he said, well, you don't have to, then that's fine too. Especially since you don't have children.
Yes. what if there was a time where I would like to step away from it?
Is that the case?
At times, yes.
That you want to step away from the work?
Yes. I want to help, but at times it's too much.
And did you tell him that?
Yes.
And what does he say?
He thinks that, well, that's fine. We can just shut it all down.
You don't need to shut it all down just because you want to step away from it. Why would he want to shut it all down? Can't he hire someone to take your place, your job?
It's just hard to find people to trust.
Yeah, it is.
But, which I can understand that part of it too. But I just didn't know, you know, I'd like to be in the right on things. And I don't want to go against what he's trying to complete.
Well, what I recommend, because of time, don't be angry so you can see what to do. And if you don't want to work, you can let him know you guys work it out. And if you stay present, though, and don't be angry, you will always see the right thing to do, and it cannot go wrong.
Yeah, and I've been doing the silent prayer for 7 years now.
Nice.
And I've forgiven my parents. All is well. It's just I do have a little bit of I guess it's almost like a standstill when it comes to that. So I'm just patient, but I don't. I'm just not 100% on which way to go. Which I know you just kind of wait and let things be.
So right. Absolutely.
I guess I'll just continue with that.
If you don't know what to do, continue what you're doing, and have a wait and see attitude. And you'll be surprised. But don't be angry. And you'll be surprised how things will work themselves out on your behalf. It'll be fine.
Yes. And I don't have anger, but I guess I just wanted to, that is a normal thing, I would think, is once you're reborn, you don't have a desire to have children.
Right. That's why marriages and things happen in the fallen state, and you have children and everything in the fallen state. Because once you overcome the fallen state, you have no desires at all. You have 100% peace, so you want for nothing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is your husband working on himself, as far as you know?
He is. He's doing the best that he can.
Okay.
So he did forgive his parents, and he is aware of the silent prayer. We've actually spoken with you a couple times with counseling. And he likes you a lot. He spreads your understanding of God to, you know, people that he comes across. But he does his best with the silent prayer. Is he consistent? I couldn't tell you honestly because I don't know. But
that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, just don't be angry. Well, you said you're not angry, so stay away from the anger and just stay present. And you got to see that things will work out. It really will. It'll be amazing.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Take care, Kathleen. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Justin out of Nashville, Tennessee. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well.
I'm calling in to answer the biblical question.
Concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right?
Well, my favorite race, I got to say, is Formula One. I'm not a huge fan of NASCAR or Indy racing, and I think the red cars look the best, so I choose red. Hello?
Is that it?
Yeah, is that right?
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
And I also want to say, too, about the people who called in about the Jesus, whether or not he's God.
Yes.
You can always tell them to read John chapter 17, verse 3. Let's see, where Jesus says, now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. I love you. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Eli from Canada. Eli, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Eli.
Yes, I'm calling to answer the biblical question.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
I had the same thinking as the other guest, but I'm gonna take both both way to see it. When it comes to color, I really think white people, and I'm black.
You black.
So.
So you concerned race? You say color. Which color would be right? You say white.
Yeah, I would say white. Cause,
why do you say white?
Because even though, like, today I feel like white people, they're, a lot of them, I won't say I travel all over the world, but where I am, white people are, like, because they left religion on the side, they became so weak. And but the thing I see is that they still want to work, you know? Like, they're hard worker and they want to make things work. They like working compared to the other ones. And I feel like they're more, you say it sometimes, but they're more innovative too. You know, I feel like there's something with them. Like, they like to work, they like to do things and stuff. So, yeah, I feel like white people are in terms of, right. I don't know if that's what you mean when you say right, but around me, like, when I see things working, I really see, like, white people doing good work and stuff, you know. So.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that, Eli, and I will put my two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Yes, sir. But here's the thing. I want to say the show, but I was watching something, like, and the concept is like they have to fall in love being blind, and like the women like they get married and stuff, and when they got married, like the women had to say yes if she want to marry the guy, and I feel like the women said to the guy she didn't want to marry him because he didn't know Black Lives Matter and all those stuff. And I really feel like the white women are more liberal than I thought. Like, sometimes they put hell a lot. Yeah.
All right. Well, I agree with you that white females are more liberal today than any other time in history. And I believe it's because their husbands have allowed them to go out and work and build their egos to think that they are equal to men. It's the same problem that the black females are having because the black men are weak. It's the same kind of thing.
Thank you.
Amazing. Are you married to a white woman?
No. I love black women.
Oh, okay.
Like, they're hell to pay, but I don't know. I found it more easier, you know.
So you love dealing with the hell in black females?
Well, I don't deal with them anymore because I'm just you're here or you're not. I don't care, you know. It's not that I'm not gonna, like, work on the relationship and stuff, but if.
You're not supposed to work on a relationship. Never, ever, ever work on a relationship. If you work on it, it will fail. If you don't work on it, it will work.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes you have, like, let's say, a practical compromise. You know, I don't know.
when she come home and she does there's some stuff she like to do, and you know, like these kind of compromise. Not
like what, for example?
Let me think. Like if she eats certain kind of food and you don't eat them, you just okay, you just eat your food. I'll eat mine, and you know, it's
that's not a compromise. You like potatoes. You like tomatoes.
Nah. I'll think about more. I'll think about another one and I'll call you. But
all right,
yeah. But black women, I don't really have problem with them because you helped me a lot with dealing with women. You know, when you told me to forgive and stuff.
Yeah,
like I don't have these kind of problems. Right, I could go with white women, but it's like when you really understand the need, the female nature, it's not really a problem. Black women are more feisty.
You're right about that. When you understand, it's no longer a problem. It's not an issue.
White women are more, like, black women are more feisty and, in general, more rough and stuff. But when you can, when there's no problem, there's no problem. I don't see the... And I understand people that go with white women, though, a little bit. Because they're white women can flatter your ego a lot, you know? They'll be sweet and stuff, you know.
Well, white women feel sorry for black males. White females feel sorry for black males, because they think that the blacks can't make it. And so they become mama to the black man, and they try to take care of him, they pamper him, and then the man beat her up.
Oh, that's so true. I was dealing with white women like 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she knew that I loved Trump, she went the other way. Like she pretended that she didn't care and stuff. But one time we went to a little argument, and she put Trump out of nowhere. I was like, yo, what does that have to do with anything? And that's true. They always they'll feel pity for me and stuff. Oh, he's a racist and stuff. I'm like, no.
Thank you, Eli. You're absolutely right. I appreciate your call, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Nate from Canada. Nate, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
All is well, Nate.
I just wanted to answer your Bible question quickly.
Concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right?
I don't know if it's a color, but I think the Jewish race is the premier race.
So concerned,
I don't know if that's
race,
a color, but
well, the Jews, I think they like white. They're white, right?
There's different type of Jews. Everybody claims to be them. I don't know the color, but if they're considered a race, I would say the Jewish race is the chosen people.
Amazing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday, Nate. Thank you.
All right, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Super chat. Super chat.
WT1 over on Rumble with a Rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
With a biblical question response.
Concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right?
Mestizo race.
What?
Mestizo race, he says.
Is that a color?
That's a mixture. Mixed race.
Where are they?
I think they're like Mexicans and stuff like that.
And they're mestizo?
Mestizo.
Oh. Well, thank you. I never heard of that, but thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing. So he's choosing the Mexican race?
Yeah. Mestizo is used to describe a person of mixed ancestry. Spanish and American Indian, for example.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, WT1. Gregatron says, y'all better donate to the Great Black Hope. Black circle emoji.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. Right on. Thank you.
And Gregatron says with another, y'all need to watch the Joel Friday TV Report Show podcast experience. He was feeling the Holy Spirit yesterday. 3 thumbs up. And 3 American flags.
Every day, Monday through Thursday, from at 11 a.m. Pacific time, I got the Holy Ghost, just like the Bible, just like the Bible said. Amazing. Joel Friday TV. He black.
And Jamil says, Beta, keep up the good work, fellas.
Thank you. And thanks for your support, Jamil. I appreciate it.
Jessica from Texas answering the biblical question.
Hey, Jessica, concerned race, which color would you choose to be right?
If it ain't white, it ain't right, says Jessica from Texas.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Completion 888 says, shout out to the Midwits.
Shout out, Midwits. Whatever that is.
The people who are somewhat smart, but not that smart, like Ahmed. Was that Ahmed? I think he was, yeah, Ahmed from New York, the Yemeni socialist.
Oh.
Half part socialist.
Amazing.
Who wanted Medicare for all.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Completion 888. Pastor Chatelet with the Rumble Rant says, Jesus, but Jesus, can't we just give our money to the Romans and have them take care of the widow and elderly? Some beta caller.
I can't get over that in the United States of America now, because it wasn't always this way, as far as I know, that you think you're supposed to be helping people like that and not noticing that they're only getting worse. Look at the homeless people nowadays. Homeless people are a mess. They're nasty. They're selfish. They're evil. They only think of themselves. They'll go and dump out the trash and leave it right there. They'll try to sleep on your property. They are awful people, and they've been spoiled. And you call it helping them. What a mess. That's not love. If you love them, you would not help them. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor.
The results of a poll, we put a poll over on YouTube. Have you ever gone to Israel? 300 people voted. 55% said no, but I hope to go to Israel.
Right on.
37% said no, I never plan to. 5% said yes.
Right on.
And 1% said yes, and I never want to go back.
You have not lived until you, and I'm serious too, until you visit Israel. Really. It is everything that you've read in the Bible. Excuse me. You literally walk through the Bible. You even go to the Wailing Wall. And it's amazing. So if you can, when it's safe, take a visit to Israel. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron with a couple of super chats. Jesse, how do you like Rosie O'Donnell? She left the USA because she hates the Great White Hope. Good riddance, I say. Libs are leaving. Amazing. American flags.
Good rhythm to bad rubbish.
Riddance.
Good riddance to bad rubbish. I wish Rosie well. Rosie has visited the bond meeting before.
Mm-hmm. Before I heard of it.
Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna like a virgin.
Interesting.
Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest of your super chats later, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. The women's forum are amazing. That's why Rosie and Madonna visit them, the women's forum, every third Thursday of the month. Amazing. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and finish up on your super chats. Manhood Hour is coming up next. Next is hate news and not the fake news, but the hate news. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
The Department of Education, is it getting shut down? Oh, yeah. I hope so. And that Ukraine, is a ceasefire incoming? Ceasefire incoming. This Indonesian TikToker got jailed for blasphemy. Whoa. And Billy Joel has postponed a tour because he has a medical issue. We're wishing him well. And a man in his 40s lived with a titanium heart. A titanium heart. For like 40 days. I think he's still alive awaiting a transplant. Whew. And a whole lot of mess going on in the world. 866 marine species have been discovered. Did you know? And there's still that missing student in the Dominican Republic. Is she alive or dead? What's the under over? I don't know. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, March 12th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, 1-888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE. Put a 1 in front of it if you're using the Skype dial pad to call overseas, call from overseas or wherever. It is free via Skype, even overseas. It is Hate News, Not Fake News, Commie Nonsense Network. CNN reports the measles outbreak in West Texas is linked with cases in New Mexico. So said officials Tuesday, as if we didn't already know that. We already knew that. As well as new cases, though, reported in Oklahoma. Did you know that? This brings the total number of reported cases to 258 across three states, most of them 223. In West Texas, 33 in New Mexico, 2 in Oklahoma. New Mexico Health Department spokesman said the state now considers it a regional outbreak. Even with climbing cases, experts say these numbers are a severe undercount. Wow. Measles, a highly contagious airborne virus that can stay in the air or on surfaces for up to 2 hours after an infected person has left the room. Though most of the cases are patients who were unvaccinated, they say. Some were vaccinated, apparently, and they still got it, or who have unknown vaccination status. 5 cases were found in people who said that they had been vaccinated with at least one dose of that MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, probably, vaccine. Last month, Texas announced the outbreak's first death in a school-aged child, although that who was not vaccinated and supposedly had no underlying conditions. I don't know if that's the whole story. But that's what they're claiming. Speaking of school and mess, the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education is cutting nearly 50% of its workforce, so-called workforce, as President Trump has proposed eliminating the agency altogether. Very nice. Quote, today's reduction in force reflects the Department of Education's commitment to efficiency, accountability, and ensuring that resources are directed where they matter most to students, parents, and teachers. So said Education Secretary Linda McMahon. Oh, yeah. In a statement Tuesday, senior officials said the cuts will not impact federal student aid. Oh, no. In any way, shape, or form, as experts raise the alarm about whether the agency can carry out its usual duties with such a massive reduction. Commie Nonsense reported last week that White House officials have prepared an executive order directing Linda McMahon to begin the process of dismantling that evil department. Many departments are. Tuesday's cuts follow similar layoffs at other federal agencies as part of Trump and Elon Musk-led Department of Government Efficiency's continued efforts to shrink the size of the bloated and massive and evil federal government. Very nice news. Ukraine has accepted a 30-day ceasefire proposed by the United States following critical peace talks between the U.S. and Ukrainian officials in Saudi Arabia, according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. That ceasefire proposal covers the entire front line of the fighting with Russia, not just the air and the sea, so said Zelensky.
In a joint statement with Ukraine, U.S. said that they would immediately lift the pause on intelligence sharing and resume security assistance to the Ukraine. We'll see what happens with Russia. Will they join and agree to that deal? I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question concerning race. Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast the show. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're white, everybody and their mama. And if you're around earther, around the world. And if you're a flat earther, up and down the world, we are heard. So you can podcast, but if you're busy in different time zones, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And that's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I want to also mention that this show, portion of the show, is sponsored by GoCo. Thank you, GoCo. And in the first hour, I mentioned letting go of your anger. It is abnormal to have anger. Human beings are not supposed to have anger. It is an abnormal state of being. It is evil. There's nothing good in anger. So a listener wrote to me concerning anger. He wrote to me he had dropped his anger and started working on himself. That's amazing. He also signed up with GoCo, and this was back in November. Back in November, he signed up with GoCo, and his investments have increased by plus 14%. Already, not only is he working on himself, but his investment has increased by plus 14%, and he received his 10% in bonus silver. So this guy is working on himself spiritually and financially. When will you get started? Because that's an increase about a plus 24% increase in a few months. That's amazing. So I recommend, do what you want about the anger, but I recommend you check out GoCo. Go to JesseLovesGo.com. Jesse Loves Gold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. So work on yourself spiritually and financially. Get busy. Amazing. It is Manhood Hour. It's the last hour of the show, and every Wednesday, well, we take all calls, females calls too, but every Wednesday is, has always been, and will always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Women's rights are human rights. Women's rights are human rights.
I support women's rights.
Women's rights are human rights.
But more importantly, I support women's wrongs.
In the video that has more than 54 million views, you can see 18-year-old Jayla Cunningham dragging her 15-year-old client.
You're wrong. I support women.
Investigators say video from a doorbell camera showed a 340-pound Wilson holding the 91-pound child down while she says he was acting out.
Everybody has feelings. So, you're physically hurt, but you're not thinking of my mental, right?
What a mess. What a mess. Now, I don't know if this situation is true or not. I don't know if it really happened or not. I wasn't there. I was not there. But I do know, and without a doubt, I do know, and without a doubt, and I don't know what the situation is, but I do know when she's crying, she's lying. That's for sure. When she's crying, she's lying. Now, I don't know if this is way, but you may have heard of this incident in New York. ABC 7 Eyewitness News is reporting. The woman and NYPD lieutenant accused the highest ranking uniformed member of the force of sexual harassment. Did you hear about that? This female accused the police of sexual harassment. And in an emotional interview, Quatisha, and that right there, oh, Derek's on the phone. I think it's Quatisha. She black, so it must be, what? Kafisha. It's a black name. That's why I can't say it. Epis. Talked about Jeffrey Mattery, the former NYPD chief of department. When she's crying, now I don't know what happened to these two people, but I do know when she's crying, she's lying. Watch this from ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
This guy is a monster.
Lieutenant Quatisha Epps, for the first time, speaking openly about allegations of sexual harassment that prompted former NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry to cut short his 33-year career in law enforcement, abruptly resigning as the highest-ranking uniformed officer in December.
Who's gonna believe me?
Who can I talk to? Who can I tell?
Oh, Lord.
Epps, a 19-year NYPD veteran, sitting down with Eyewitness News alongside her attorney about the EEOC complaint she filed last year, which reads, Madry engaged in quid pro quo sexual harassment and would coerce her into performing unwanted sexual favors in exchange for overtime opportunities. Overtime, she previously expressed was needed after her two-income household dropped down to one income due to the COVID shutdown.
Amazing. Now, I don't know what happened, but I do know when she's crying, she's lying. She struggles to get through the details of the situation and says it went on for 18 months. So she had sex with this guy for 18 months, and now she's crying. Watch this.
Epps describing in explicit, disturbing detail the first time she says Madry forced himself on her.
And he keeps saying that he's sorry, he's sick. He's like rubbing his chest. I'm still a chief of department.
The mother of three, struggling to get through the details.
One second.
Yeah, rub on the back.
Please do. Maybe it will stop sooner.
She says Madry, more than twice her size, had her pinned in a small space and she couldn't move.
I honestly don't know what was happening. I wasn't even connecting. Why me? You said you was going to protect me.
And for the next 18 months, Epps says, Madry would often corner her when the two were alone and force himself on her.
For 18 months. So what, they never got out of bed for 18 months? What the? How do you stay in bed 18 months and do that?
And it, she got something out of it. She got overtime. She got like... You know, there was like she got a positive out of it in a sense. It was a transaction.
18 months in bed. Don't you get out of bed? Like, go to the bathroom, go to work. And I heard that, Nick. That's what the his attorney is saying.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. His attorney, the man's attorney, lawyer, an attorney for the chief, denied the allegations, stating that she, the woman that was, can help herself for 18 months? And she's crying?
In late December.
And she's crying? She's lying? I don't know what happened. They did or not, but I know when she's crying, she's lying. So the attorney for the chief denied the allegation, stating that she stole overtime. She stole overtime and once caught, tried to save herself. Watch this.
In late December, an attorney for Chief Madry denying the allegations and sharing his side of the story.
Lieutenant Epps had a consensual adult relationship, albeit for a short time, with Jeff.
Madry's attorney reiterating this position when we reached out to him about our interview, also saying Lieutenant Epps was suspended from the NYPD in mid-December for allegedly stealing time because it's believed she falsified timesheets and was paid for overtime that she never performed. It was only after she was accused of stealing that she decided to make up a story to try to save her own skin. We look forward to total vindication.
Amazing. I rest my case. Now, I don't know what happened, but my case is rested. When she's crying, she's lying. Her tears didn't even look real. What the? Black tears are like heavy, and a whole bunch of them be running down, and then snot comes out of the nose, and that's a white girl tears because they're fake. Now, I don't know what happened in the situation. But you just heard the other point of view, the other side of the story.
They were.
I want to take a moment, and I don't know if y'all heard about this story or not. According to Fox 7, Austin, an InfoWar writer. An InfoWars writer was shot and killed outside his apartment complex in South Austin this past weekend. Austin police says investigators believe Jamie White was shot and killed when he was when he interrupted suspects possibly burglarizing his vehicle. Washington from Fox, Austin.
This is the last picture Yekka Aaron took with Jamie White. It was Thanksgiving, and although White wasn't from Texas, he found a core group of friends to spend the holiday with.
His friends here were more like his family because he didn't have anybody else here.
White was a writer for InfoWars in Austin.
He definitely liked to stand for truth, and he spoke up for what he believed in.
Sunday night, Aaron says White stayed late at work.
Literally right when he got home, all that happened.
It was a little before midnight. White was home at the Chandelier Apartments off Douglas Street. Austin police say people were possibly burglarizing White's vehicle. White interrupted them, and they shot and killed him in the parking lot.
Crazy that he's gone just like that.
The suspects ran off.
And I keep going back and forth between feelings of anger and sadness.
That someone could take away someone so close to her.
He liked to be silly and be funny, and he liked old school war movies, and he definitely was a unique character for sure.
Mason, may his soul rest in peace. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. What has happened to my country? Really, it's mind-blowing. I wish InfoWars well over there in dealing with this. And may Mr. White's soul rest in peace. What a mess. One other quick story, and then I get to your phone calls. According to WESH2, an Orlando woman was arrested after attacking a man on Thursday. According to the Orange County Sheriff's Office, her weapon of choice was a Pringle chip can. What the? What's this?
A Florida woman, Shanika Serdal, 28, was arrested for allegedly slashing a man's face with a Pringles can at a 7-Eleven in Orlando last Thursday. The attack occurred when Serdal, after calling the victim a bitch, struck him in the face, leaving a significant cut near his eye that authorities said could result in permanent scarring. The assault was reportedly unprovoked, with the victim simply informing the staff about another customer. Serdal fled the scene, but was soon apprehended by deputies and charged with aggravated battery.
And you still want to hold on to anger, huh? You still believe that anger is good. Righteous anger, you say. Look how destructive anger is. Anger is darkness. Anger is evil. And anger keeps you from truth. It keeps you from the light. It keeps you from God. It will divide you so you can't see God. You can't be one with Him. You just have ideas about God in your imagination, but you're miserable. Miserable. Lonely. Suicidal, desperate, revengeful, jealousy, gossip, just messed up. And yet you hold on to anger. I say, hey, let your anger go. Even God said, don't be angry. Don't let the anger go. Don't let the sun go down in your anger. But you hold on to it. You can never, this is so deep, I want to holler, throw up both my hands. You can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. you can never cross the ocean until you lose, until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. That's worth repeating. You can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus, a white man. A white man. One of the founders of the greatest country on this side of heaven. And we'll never, ever find courage. Well, he discovered America. Same thing. But a white man still discovered it. However. Thank you, Hake. Hake is white. He want to be right. But you will never have the courage, and I'm adding this, to lose the sight of fear. You will never lose fear. You will never find a shore until you lose fear. You gotta lose fear. Lose anger, you will lose fear. Lose fear, you will lose anger. And then you have a clear sight of the shore. Perfect peace. Right here on earth. But it's up to you. You can hold on to your little anger and be like Whoopi Goldberg. Be just like Whoopi. Whoopi Goldberg is tit. And what a mess. She is a mess. New York Post has reported that Whoopi Goldberg is facing backlash online for a rant on The View defending transgender athletes competing in females' events, leaving even a trans influencer, Dylan Macaroni. What? Dylan Mulvaney. Stunned in silence. The View co-hosts argue on air that women are strong enough to compete against transgender females because they know what they're doing. Watch this from X.
I think part of the problem that the trans community is facing, and it's the same problem that women face, is if you don't know anything about our bodies, you don't know how it works. Mm-hmm. So when you come in and you say, these are men competing against women, you're assuming that the women are weak and just can't do anything except be here. Have you seen female athletes? They know what they're doing.
Amazing. If ever Whoopi Goldberg needed Jesus, she needed him now. And if you notice, she was even getting confused on how she was trying to say that. What the? Not George, Lord. Oh, why, George? She went on to say, God doesn't make mistakes, and that God is looking to see how you treat people. This is from S as well.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what's going on or why this is an issue. The same for me as when people say, I don't know how I feel about you. You do. God doesn't make mistakes.
No.
And the challenge is not to the trans people. It's to the people who are not trans. That's what God is looking to see, how you treat people.
Yeah.
That's what is happening.
That guy, Matt Gafinga, he went, what the? She black. He like looking at her like, what the? That guy, McAfee, that's his name? Macaroni? More veins. More vanity. Whatever. But Whoopi Goldberg, you need Jesus. And in a hurry. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. You need to talk to the great white hope, Whoopi. He'll bring you to the Lord. What a mess. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Mario is a first-time caller out of Houston, Texas. Mario, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Peterson?
All is well, Mario.
Good, good, good. No man is good, right?
No man is good. Only God is good.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, I'm not going to hold up your time because I know you got other callers, but I just wanted to tell you, you know how you tell people to go and forgive your mother for casting her hell upon you?
Yes.
Yes. So I actually had to do the opposite. I had to thank her because the way she raised me is she would always want me to be with my dad and force me to go with him, even if I didn't want to go with him. She's like, nah, go be with your father. And she black. She black.
She black. Nice.
Yeah, so she acts different. So, but growing up, like, my family, like, they would tell me, like, oh, you know, your mom's not a good mom because, you know, she doesn't want to spend time with you. I feel like God was working through her and letting her know, oh, no, this is a boy. He needs to be with his father. So yep. My dad raised me much.
Right on, man. In the good old days, it was that way when boys were boys and men were men. If there was a problem, if it was a breakup between the father and the mother, the children, boys and girls, would go with the father, not the mother, because they knew that the mother could not raise them.
Exactly. Yep. Because I grew up in a two-parent household until I was 10.
Yeah.
And then I stayed with my dad, and my sister went with my mom for like a year. And then my dad, you know, he made a dumb decision. He's like, oh, you know, I want you guys to be together, you and your sister, so you go live with your mom. Well, that didn't work out because my mom, she's like, what the? She's like, nah, he could be with his dad.
Yeah.
So, yes, I went back with him. And
good for your mother. Good for your mother, man.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But that's all I got to say. Oh, and one more thing. I am so happy that the Great White Hope won.
Amazing. Yes. Amazing. Yeah. Making America great again.
Oh, yeah.
So let me ask, Mario, you don't have any anger?
No anger.
Nice.
I love white folk. Black people be acting like they ain't got no sense. I don't know what's wrong with them.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah. And, you know, they taught us in school, like, slavery was bad. Slavery wasn't no bad. What the? What the heck? What is slavery bad? You know?
I know.
You know,
man.
They had places to sleep and things to eat, and they had families. And everything was good. So we need to bring slavery back.
Right on, man. I'm glad you're out there. Right on. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. All right. Have a good one, man.
Amazing call.
All right. Bye.
And he's black. He black. Good for his mother. So Alice Jones said the InfoWar journalist, Jamie White, was allegedly killed in part because of the police in Austin. I mean, from the policy, sorry. In part because of the policies in Austin from a Soros DA, Jose Garza. That's from X. What a mess, huh? You got to get rid of all these liberal DAs. They're not good for the country. Whatever going on with that, it's not good. 888-7753-773. First time call out of California. Kenny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks, Jesse. Good morning to you and your crew.
Good morning, Kenny.
Yeah, I'd like to answer your biblical question, or talk about it anyway.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
Very interesting question. I grew up in a very integrated town, and I worked for the state hospital and met a lot of people from around the world. And it seems like every race has a right person and a wrong person. What do you think about that?
And so concern and race, which color would you choose to be right?
I couldn't really choose a color because I've met white, right people of all colors. You know what I mean?
And so
I met some really good Mexican lady used to work with me, and she had everything all figured out, and she'd help me. I was a shift lead at mental hospital. And then I met some people from Uganda who are true Americans now.
Hold on a minute, Kenny. I mean, yeah, Kenny, hold on. The treasure chest is now open on July. And I'll be back in a quick moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bob, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Hake is walking around with his water. Bird. Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour from 9 to 11. And then Joy on Friday TV, He Black, at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after that, The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon on Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. And you rumble right over to Rumble and find The Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific Time. And thank you all for your support of helping us to help others. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. I think that's how you say it. 501c3, yes, my nonprofit organization. I want to quickly play this because I want you all to be aware out there. It's a dog-eat world out there, doggy world. Fox 5 is reported, so I want you to be aware of the scammers. Fox 5 New York is reporting that 7 people are under arrest in connection with a multi-dollar money laundering scam. Money laundering scheme. Same thing. Prosecutor said it involved scamming people into buying gift cards and then using them to buy products that they could resell. Watch this from Fox 5, New York.
They were caught in the act. 7 men now charged in a $20 million money laundering and conspiracy scheme.
These defendants allegedly used tens of thousands of Home Depot and Lowe's gift cards that were obtained fraudulently through a computer-based scam.
A scam that targeted more than 1,800 victims in 45 states. Officials say the men used the gift cards to buy things like copper pipes, steel cables, and hot water heaters. They would then resell them to local plumbing supply and home improvement businesses.
Some victims, many elderly, were told that their information had been used to purchase child sexual abuse material and were instructed to call a specific number.
Amazing. And they all look like foreigners. Send the foreigners back home. Send them back. Six of the defendants were released on cashless bail. Can you believe that? Sparking concern from law enforcement officials. Watch this from Fox.
They would sometimes visit the same location twice in one day. The pattern got to be so big that it stood out.
Investigators recovered supplies in the defendants' vans, $100,000 cash, along with high-end jewelry and handbags. Skylin used more than 50 gift cards to buy over $50,000 worth of pipes in one day. His attorney had no comment. Six of the defendants walked out on cashless bail.
We have thousands of victims that are out there. If we're going to be able to prosecute these people, we got to keep them where they belong. And that's in jail. That's where they should be.
Officials offer this advice.
If someone calls you and identifies themselves as a government employee, a bank representative, or a representative of an internet or software company, and asks you for money, I'm telling you, hang up the phone.
The men pleaded not guilty and face a max of 15 years in prison if convicted. Officials are looking into the computer scam. Men say at least five others are involved.
Amazing, huh? So beware. Amazing stuff. Be aware. Don't be asking these people, don't tell them your business. What the? You're so quick to tell everybody your business. 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly back to Kenny, a first-time caller. And Kenny, out of California, is responding to the biblical question concerning race. Which color would you choose to be right? And Kenny, you say?
I say I need to get some of that Punchy's coffee.
It is so good.
I've experienced good people from every race.
No such thing as good people.
And dumb people. Smart people from every race and dumb people from every race.
So concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
I can't base it on race. Because it's like every race has someone smart and someone stupid.
And so,
or someone right or someone wrong.
So you answered the biblical question by saying you can't choose a race?
I'd like to say white, but...
You would like to say white?
For all these, yeah, but aren't they responsible for all these stupid chemtrails we got in the sky?
And so, concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
Maybe it's because I'm a half-breed. I can't.
My father married a Cherokee. My mother, people were ashamed of me. The white man said that
I'm right.
The Indian said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Happy. That's all I ever heard. Happy. I love and hate the world. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. Amazing.
Yeah.
And so concerned the race. Which color would you choose to be right?
I say white.
And why white?
Because they want to do the right. They always seem to want to do the right thing.
And are you white?
I'm half white.
And what's your other half?
Kickapoo and Spanish.
Oh,
Spaniard.
What a mess.
I know.
I'm 57, huh?
I'm telling you. Well, thank you, Kenny, for responding to the beautiful question.
I will put my piece in on Sunday.
Thank you, buddy.
And thank you for helping me with my anger. I really appreciate it.
Right on. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I will, my man.
All right. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Memphis, Tennessee and talk to Zachary. Zachary, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thank you. Thank you for helping with my anger.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I am. I did forgive my stepmother. Actually, I did. I did that last time. Pretty soon after we spoke, and it was like an immediate. Everything kind of came into focus.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Yep.
It was weird.
That's why I tell people all the time they need to drop the anger, because you have anger you cannot see. You're in darkness.
I don't see the utility in anger anymore. I see like everybody's problems are system problems, or I don't believe in good or bad people, just good or bad ideas. Rap music is filled with bad ideas, by the way.
Rap music is still crap music.
Yeah, rap. I call it really annoying propaganda.
Yeah,
that's what a rap stands for.
Amazing.
So it's like, but yeah, I see that a lot, and I feel like it's been a matter of like people just need to adjust their energy, and try to fix other people's lives. I feel like that's social work, lawyers, you know, musicians.
Well, you can't fix anyone's life. You can't even fix your own. You have to see that there's something wrong with your life, and then God
will
fix your life. No, you can't fix your life or anyone else's life.
Very well put. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the biblical question.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
I'm going to say Mexicans. They're too good for the earth.
Mexicans?
Yeah.
And why?
They get more allegiance. It all goes back to allegiance for me. I think they got more allegiance to this country than even white folks do.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah. Heavens, yeah. They have more work ethic. They care about this country more than even we do. And shoot, Columbine is white people. Like, hard to be like, yeah, white people. Yeah, they got it. Wow, we really love each other. Like, but
amazing.
Yeah,
I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, but I want to encourage you to stay with working on you. Stay with it.
Thank you.
Stay with it and stay with it. Practice being present, and you haven't seen anything yet, man. It gets clearer and clearer and clearer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. Thank you.
All righty.
All right.
God bless.
You too.
All right.
Bye now. Jaime is out of Minnesota. Jaime, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. I wanted to answer your biblical question.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
For me, I would choose the white race.
And why?
But the question is kind of silly, because I don't really see race as the color of being right. It's whoever obeys God or the natural order.
So why did you choose white?
I chose white because of what I was taught in school. You know, the Germanic race, they were close to the natural order of strength, being manly, being masculine, having family, having God-centered.
And you don't believe that?
What's that?
You don't believe that?
Oh, well, I do believe that now, and especially the white European stock of the old days before World War II, where there were so many of these strong, godly men. But, you know, after World War II, they all died off or were weakened because of re-education.
So are you black?
Me? No.
You, what are you?
Spaniard.
Oh, Hispanic. So you choose white. I appreciate that, Jaime. Thank you.
Thanks for the question. I appreciate the question.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on
YouTube. I had missed one from Lord Spike Protein, a generous tip that came in, a generous super chat that came in late in the show yesterday. Thank you, Lord Spike Protein. And it has a Transformer type looking guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Gregatron says, I listen to y'all's Lil Network every day.
Hi, Lil Network.
You guys are like superheroes. I really like Punchy TV too.
Punchy.tv is amazing.
And he has a suggestion to put in the suggestion box for the next step in the network.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron.
Yeah.
Sion says, Jesse, help. Scared face. I'm into my blackness at times. Bambi eyes. There's so much hatred. There's so much division between the races. I hope it will calm down soon. Really disturbing. Disturbed cat emoji.
Well, stay calm, Sion. Don't overreact. You are your world. Live from your world, and you will not be affected by the world on the outside. Live from within, and you're protected from without. All right? I wish you well, Sion. Amazing.
Thank you, Sion.
Yeah, thank you very much.
A couple more generous donations from Lord Spike Protein, one of them another of the Transformer-looking guy, and the other a pair flying on a firework that's flying.
Nice. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. I know that men pay for women to travel international, but what about the ones who, without men, are going to international visiting places country to country? Why do you think that is? When I ask them, they just say, because I want to. What's your take?
I didn't really know what was happening that much, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, I can't really respond.
I mean, I see sometimes people on IG do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's IG?
Instagram.
Oh. But I do know that a lot of men, mama's boys, are paying for these women to go on these trips with hotels and everything. Now, that's dumb. That's mama boy, but I don't know about all the other. Maybe it's happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I can't respond, but thank you. Amazing.
Mark bought a super chat saying, amazing, with a thanks hands emoji.
Thank you. Amazing.
Person of color.
Right on.
Mari says, Whoopi Goldberg said that Jesus sees people on how they treat people well. She should know that Jesus sees the nasty women on how they treat Donald Trump.
Nice point.
Indeed.
Amazing point. Right on. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. Games for Rec, Kid Combo 1.0, Karasu 737, Misty, Wolf 336, and the rest of the guys and gals. Thank you all. Very kind.
Thank you. Nice.
Shout out to the top... Well, the regular supporters over on the Rumble crew, Pastor Chatelet, Age of Inversion, T-Fly Monkey, Buddy 1205, and the rest of you guys, Jules and everybody. Turner answers the...
Thank you all.
Turner with a Cash App says, and a biblical question answer.
Concerning race, what color would you choose to be right?
The only answer is white.
Oh, amazing. A whole lot of folks are saying white. White is right. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Oh, amazing. Thank you all.
Thank you. It's not clicking.
Oh, it's not. He can't make it work. Mm-hmm. But thank you. It's happening. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go quickly to the phone. Justin out of California. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Awesome. I just was looking at the news this morning, and it's going to occur quite soon where the Department of Education will be dismantled and abolished. How do you feel about that?
I love that. I hope it works because we need to get rid of that and return the control to the state and let them handle that.
Yeah, like the local states should take care of it.
Donald Trump is amazing, man.
And I think, he definitely is a man that's close to God. And, you know, departing away from evil would be the world's education. So yeah. Hopefully we can implement yeah. more local governance, and the children will be protected
absolutely
from all the homosexuality and other things.
Teaching them to hate America and all kind of mess. Thank you, Justin. I appreciate it.
God bless you. Have
you
a
too,
good day.
You too, buddy. I hope they get rid of that educational thing. What the? Let me go quickly to Corey, a first-time caller out of Washington. Corey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I have an answer to your biblical question, I think.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
The human color. Kind of an inside joke of mine. Which race is winning? The human race.
No, concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
Man, I mean, that is a tough question. Can I ask you what you answered?
I answer on Sunday. I always put my two cents on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
Well, I suppose I can't really make a choice when it comes to that specificity. I just kind of had I guess the human race is the one that's winning.
But the question is, what color?
Oh, well, human color, I guess.
Well, mess. Thank you, Corey. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
All right, buddy. Let me go to Philip, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Philip, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Philip.
Good. Hey, with the biblical question, go ahead. I guess you can go ahead and ask it again. You ask it. Yep.
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
I'm saying black. Black or even just dark or brown. Brown and black. Can I say that?
And why you say black and brown?
Because I want them to be right. I want them to be right. Can everybody be right? I think everybody can be right.
No, it's not which color would you want to be right. It's which color would you choose to be right.
Well, I guess the question is so vague. I guess I just understand I understand it in a different way than everybody. Because like that girl, that black girl that hit the other black girl, she's wrong. But I want her to be right. I want her to be right. I want her to say she's sorry. I thought the question was, like, you know, if I could change, if I could have some sort of impact on the world.
That's not the question. The question is straightforward. Concerning race, which color would you want, would you choose to be right?
I want black people to be right.
No,
it's
not which color would you, it's not which color do you want to be right. It's which color would you choose to be right.
You mean there's like a right and wrong, like a race? See, now I'm confused because I understood. See, everybody understands things differently, and I understood the question like, if I could make a choice, okay? Like, I'm not like choosing who was right or who was wrong. I'm choosing like in the future. I want black people to stop seeing everything.
No, the question is
black.
Because of time. The question is, which color would you choose to be right?
What I choose. So, what race is right and what race is wrong right now?
Concerning race, which color would you choose to be right?
What race? All right. Okay. And see, now I'm off guard because now I'm trying to understand the question in the context of what you're trying to ask it, where it's like,
concerning race. Which
color
would you choose to be right?
You're funny. I love the show. This is the second time I've listened to the show, and I've heard of you. I enjoy the show. It makes me laugh. I love listening. Everything is kind of backwards and upside down sometimes, and the way evil is good and good is evil and everything gives me a different perspective of thinking. And honestly, I know it's a controversial question and everything, and it's tough to answer, but that was my answer is I want black people
to
stop
thinking
that.
No, it's not which one you want. It's which one would you choose to be right.
Choose.
Yeah.
Who's right?
No, not who is right. Not who is right. Concern and race, which color would you choose to be right?
All right, I'm gonna say purple. Can I say that?
No, there's no such thing as purple. There's no such thing as purple people.
Fine, I'm just joking about how people say, I don't care what color you are, black, white, purple, whatever they say, yellow, it doesn't matter. But yeah, it's tough, and I wish I could give a logical answer, but...
Well, Philip, I appreciate you not answering the question.
I understand.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good day. Thank you, buddy.
All right. I am so out of time. What the... Manhood Hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man, bringing back God's order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, and woman over children. Nothing else is going to work. You can hang it up. Amazing, huh? So go and forgive your mama, all people, men and women. Go and forgive your daddy for not protecting you from mama. And God will forgive you and change your life. You need love. Not hate. Hate, which is anger, is evil. And all people who have anger are evil. Evil to the core. So forgive. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Be still and know the truth. Let go. Surrender. And you will be free. Walk out of your prison of the imagination. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. Thank you all so much. Thank you for your support. The Hate Report is coming up now. And then after the Hate Report, Joel Friday TV. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Take care. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. Amazing. To the callers, I'm out of time. Appreciate your calls. Take care. Joel Friday here. Look, stand up, stand up. We got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.